forever.
Oh, welcome back for yet another steaming, piping, scalding serving of
hot goss.
This, of course, is our weekly chat show where we talk about events in our lives, issues in politics, and take a deep dive into the DMs. Now, let's get into some
hot goss.
Ouch.
Smarts.
Ouch.
Smarts.
Does anyone have any Bactine?
Now, we've been listening and growing, and we found this is a safe space to learn and grow. And our audio is crisp and plum and gorgeous today.
HD.
Sometimes we put on the headphones, and it sounds like Donald Duck getting gang raped by a lightning bolt. Just the worst sounds ever. We have no food to eat for you.
Oh, that's comforting to me. Mm-hmm. We're both back in the studio this time.
Comfort kisses.
So we have full access to these things.
Now, I don't want you to get with your soundboard.
You know what?
I want to see the receipts.
Anyway, speaking of films made in iMovie, let's talk about some things going on, such as the Cats trailer.
Cats,
have you
cats,
seen
cats,
it?
Cats. Say something, Cats.
Angelical Cats, Angelical Cats.
I started to watch it and I started to laugh when when you laugh when the main I think Idris Elba is like the heavy cat in it. He's like the supposed to be mean one, the rough and tumble whatever cat.
Mm-hmm.
And when I saw him, I just laughed. It doesn't feel like it's in its final stages. It just feels so
it feels
like those are temporary graphics and someone will come in and fine tune or another team because it feels janky.
I wonder if they will. Like, can you do that with a Hollywood movie? Like, edit it after the first trailer has come out?
Oh, yeah.
100%.
Season 2 of Big Little Lies was, they brought on this female director to give her own tone to all of season 2.
Yeah.
And then David E. Kelly and the original director from last season re-edited everything and made it more like season 1.
Oh, wow.
I know. So, yeah, okay. As long as you own it, you can do whatever you want with it.
Because the response has been pretty major. It's the... to cats.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And there's a reason I'm allergic.
Why don't they just do real fucking makeup? Like
the cats in the show, how they've always done it?
They have amazing prosthetic capabilities nowadays. Like, and it's just unfortunate that it's like this weird kind of human CGI.
If you spent that much money or however much Tom Hooper and the studio is spending on all those famous faces, you do not cover them up.
Mm-mm.
But in this case, they probably should have done something. I mean, is there something that we can use to introduce my portion of white privilege every week? Maybe a ding. Yeah, so this is Willem's white privilege section.
White privilege.
Walk.
Yeah, you
just
use that.
Where is that?
Do we have a white
privilege?
Ah, there you go. White privilege.
Oh,
thank you.
God.
So I was reading this online, and apparently the lead cat in Cats is entitled, like the title name, the character name is the White Cat. And they have someone of African American, not African American. She, her dad is from Africa and her mom is from England.
Cool.
She's like a principal ballet dancer, one of the big ballets in the world. And she's,
yeah.
And they're like, did they whiten her skin? Did they lighten her for this role? It's like her role is called the White Cat.
Yeah.
So.
And it's pretty cool that she's playing the White Cat.
Like that's in headlines though. Like it's like the simplest question to answer. And yet it's still a headline. It's like, come on.
Yeah.
So I feel like the movie is already 1 foot into infamy.
Why are they so little?
The cats?
Yeah.
Well, cats are smaller than people.
I know they're smaller than people, but these are like baby kitten sized.
You want fat
cat
cats?
People.
Some people like skinny babies.
I think the scale could have been like, I don't, like they were just, they're just really little people.
I have a theory.
What?
Petite puss. You like a chunky puss?
Well.
Are they making them as tall as a cat? And so that they're very, not as long as a cat. Because if a cat stood up on its hind legs, it would be up to here. It wouldn't be down here, which they're down here. I'm doing visuals for the podcasters at home. Tune into Just for Fans or Only Fans or
Patreon. I think we still need to talk about the puffy pusses. Because are there any
puffy pusses?
The Rebel Wilson puss?
Uh huh.
I think there's some definite shapewear going on under there. And I don't know the last time cats had shapewear.
Shapewear?
Shapewear.
And wait, why are
they gave her a waist. I was like, cats don't have waists.
Why are the man cats wearing clothes and the women cats aren't?
Dongs.
They're naked.
Do the cat dicks hang out
I've
normally?
I've had enough discussing this travesty. Let's move on. How about Instagram taking away their likes or hiding their likes? Have you heard of this?
Somebody told me about it, but I think it just affects people who like check them, right?
They've been test running in other countries, not in America or the UK, but in other countries they've been testing hiding the likes on other people's photos. Mm-hmm. So when you're scrolling through, you don't see that, oh, Willem has, you know, 10,000 likes on that photo. You just see like who you know who has liked it.
Oh.
You can still check your own likes if you click through and
but
you want to see how it's performing, but other people can't see your numbers. The reason for doing this is they believe that it will be less pressure on young people to feel like they have to post or post a certain way or post a certain type of content in order to get as many likes as other people.
What do you think about that?
For it. Hide the likes. Hide them. Take them away. I don't want to fucking see them.
I think that it's good because it's taking back the platform from people who kind of hijacked it as like
an ass
currency currency pirates.
Okay.
Because it's like people started making money off of Instagram and it turned it into something different with sponsors and ad posts and that's not what Instagram was originally for. And Instagram was one of the few spots that I felt like I could be social and have fun and talk back to people.
Mm-hmm.
And it still is because I don't use it that much. And when I do, it's just like for what I need. But the people utilizing it as a job that are making it into this pressure cooker for young people without them even knowing it and getting this pressure and stuff. I think it's a great idea.
Hide the likes, Instagram. We're all for it. Hashtag hide the likes. Last week.
Oh, Polari. Yeah. A bunch of people told me about this. And BW and AAVE. AAVE for a second dose of Willem's White Privilege.
White privilege.
I want to tell everybody that AAVE means African American Vernacular English.
AAVE.
Oh, fuck. God damn it. I can't even do white privilege right.
Wow. Yes, Polari. We were sort of like, someone mentioned it. We were like, what the fuck is Polari?
Yeah,
what the fuck is a spritz stick? Polari is a secretive language widely used by the British gay community from the 1900s to the 1970s.
Old Tuareg.
Slang words deriving from a variety of different sources, including rhyming slang and backslang, or using the backwards spelling of words. It's very complex. Do we have any, like, an example of, like...
There's a short film on YouTube where the entire film is in Polari.
Oh, my gosh.
It's these two gay guys sitting on a bench talking, and it's fascinating.
From what year?
But it's really, like, I looked it up, and the example words are so complicated. Like, it's not like...
It's not like, what's the tea, Christine?
Yes, hunty. It's like a really coded language. But one thing I noticed is that they refer to all the men with feminine pronouns. So it sounds like they're talking about women, which I think could be possibly the origin of, you know.
Calling her this and her that.
Calling her just what she is.
Yeah, exactly.
We do. When we're on tour and we're like working with like crew guys who are like super straight guys, we're like, oh, she was going through it earlier, honey. Helen over there was really having it.
Airports are the favorite. Are you traveling alone? No, she's with me.
We We love it.
Girl, get your bags. And there's no girls to be seen.
They're like, yeah.
Other than the confused wait staff.
They're like, okay, well, you're going to pay $3,000 in overweight fees because no human being should be having this.
By the way, check us out at Drag World.
Oh, and also, speaking of the UK, Race Chaser Live in the UK is happening.
November.
Yes, with Holy Tea and Dragged Up.
Hey, Victoria.
Hey, Victoria. Yeah. Friend of the pod.
Tickets
Victoria's
are
Secret.
Be on sale in early August, but save the dates. I hope to see you there.
Yes. Right. I can't wait. And our flyer is beautiful. Our artwork, our photography.
It's pretty epic.
We're just trolling Kim and Kylie for all they're worth. They're shaking.
I think we should get a Race Chaser billboard at some point. Maybe the 2-year anniversary.
All we wanted when we did the AAA experiment.
That's all we wanted. I remember.
The only thing. Like, we didn't want to do it. We didn't care about a tour or an album or this or that. All we wanted was a billboard. And it never ended up coming to Dewey fruition. So.
Have you been on a billboard ever?
Yes. My hand was on all the, like, subway posters and bus posters for All Stars 2.
How wonderful for your hand.
Yeah.
And wasn't the other hand Coco?
Yeah. Me and Coco. We were reaching for the crown.
I was on a billboard for Eastsiders, which is returning this summer. Check it out on Netflix. And then it was right by the IHOP in WeHo, that big one.
Oh.
And so we were right over that, like Gateway WeHo. And then someone's like, girl, your billboard was replaced. It was replaced with a syphilis billboard.
Well,
so lateral move.
It seems really appropriate.
Yeah. I liked it.
We should go ahead and take a break, and we will come back with some more steaming Scaldratia hot Gossington.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
A lot of us spend our lives wishing we had more time.
The question is, time for what? If time was unlimited, how would you use it?
That's tea. I don't know how I would spend my time. I'd probably, get ample sleep, have ample time to sit and do nothing. I love that hobby.
Yeah.
And then time to spend with my family, my friends, my loved ones, and, you know, doing stuff that I love.
I always listen to the end of the Hamilton soundtrack, and they have that song about time, and it makes me, like, cognizant that, like, life is finite, and you should, like, try to appreciate it and then take down time and stuff. But the best way to squeeze that special thing into your schedule is to know what's important to you. And then you make that a priority no matter what.
That's right. Therapy can help you find what matters to you so you can do more of it.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, you should give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online and designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. And one of my friends did it, and she really liked it too.
That's right. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp.
Visit BetterHelp.com/drag today to get 10% off your first month.
That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/drag.
Do you love anime, gaming, movies, and discovering how your favorite pop culture affects everything you do? Then join us on Crunchyroll Presents The Anime Effect. I'm Nick Friedman.
I'm Lee Alec Murray.
And I'm Leah President. Every week you can listen in while we break down the latest pop culture news and dish on what new releases we can't get enough of.
Whether you love movies, I'm going to tell you all about the hopeful 4K re-release of Tron Legacy that happens.
I'm right there with you. Or music. The music in this show is absolutely incredible.
Or anime.
Yeah. And under this mask is another mask.
You can discover your new favorites right here on The Anime Effect.
Listen every Friday wherever you get your podcasts and watch full video episodes on Crunchyroll or on the Crunchyroll YouTube channel.
Blow on it, blow on it.
Welcome back. And this is, of course, the next segment, which everyone loves, which is called Let's Get Political, Political. I want to get political. Let me see your poli sci. Let me see your poli sci. That was a good one.
It was. I think that one's for the books.
Big Dipper was reading us earlier. He was like, you all don't need to choose a fucking key for Let's Get Political. The thing was, I think that was harmonized.
I feel like you're both singing the harmony.
Synchronized.
Though. I think we're both fine. And if you want some feedback, you can go to Reddit too, because they don't think this section exactly pans out well either, darling. No,
really?
I'm kidding. There's some opinions which you know, we're gonna Marsha P. Johnson it and pay it no mind. Thank God for her.
Well, that is the point of this segment. Because when you talk about political stuff, we're having the conversations, and you know what? Sometimes you step in shit. Like, I watch The View every day. Sometimes they step in shit, but they're still out there every day having the conversations.
Exactly.
That's important.
They're like, well, they have a responsibility, and they should educate themselves more on the stuff they're talking about. It's like, this is us educating ourselves. I would know even fucking less if I didn't do this.
Yes.
Podcast, and that's a travesty.
Yeah.
Who I actually know, she's from England, Mr. Travesty.
Travesty.
I love her. She does this number to Rockabye where she shakes this baby all over her goddamn bar.
Rockabye, baby, Rockabye. No.
She works the night on water. That song goes, Rockabye. You saying, ooh, love. Na, 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 na. She's awesome. I love her.
Well, we are here and we are learning, and we hope that you're learning with us and helping educate us. As always, you can always sound off and send us an email. But this week in Let's Get Political, there are massive protests in Puerto Rico against Governor Ricard Rosselló, who will not be seeking re-election. But is that enough? You go ahead. Read this part.
More than 200,000 people were protesting in San Juan Monday, according to Axel Valencia with the Island State Police. Mm-hmm. The massive protest was spurred in part by leaked chat messages between Governor Ricardo Rosselló and members of his inner circle. The nearly 900 pages of messages included profanity-laced, homophobic, and misogynist comics. Offended almost every group on the island.
Yes.
Wow.
So,
well, at least he's thorough.
Yeah. So,
and you saw Ricky Martin went down there?
Ricky Martin went down there.
Oh, yeah, I follow him.
And I believe there were chat messages about Ricky Martin in there, and they were like, oh, yeah, he can't be with women because they don't have dicks or something. It was something like offensive like that.
Women can have dicks, though.
Exactly.
I learned that last year.
So this was sort of like all these chat messages came out, and basically they were like mocking people who survived the Hurricane Maria, like, which is like really, I mean, it's really fucked up. Like, and the first thing I thought about this was like, oh, well, if people leaked 900 pages of some of the shit I text my friends, like,
oh my God,
it wouldn't be great out of context. However, I would never mock people who were in a fucking hurricane, because that's rude. Usually I mock people who deserve it. And I'm also not an elected official.
Yeah.
And these were like a group of elected officials who were all like, about like their constituents. And it wasn't just the chat messages that caused these protests. There have been a lot of things leading up, and like it's been like a pressure cooker. And this was sort of just like the straw that broke the camel's back. And there are not just protests in Puerto Rico. There are protests of Puerto Rican people in mainland America, like in major cities, like cropping up, because they're like, this guy needs to just fucking get out. And this guy, he's like, no, I'm going to stay in. I won't seek re-election, but I'm going to stay in.
Oh, wow.
So I think he's got to go.
Did he do anything illegal or impeachable that we know of?
I don't know.
I mean, was he the governor when I wonder if he was the governor when the hurricane hit, too. But,
well, people in Puerto Rico aren't happy. They haven't been happy for a while. And this is a lot of fucking people out there.
Well, from what I know, they are
like millions of people. Isn't it? No, that's not millions. It's hundreds of thousands of people. Right. And it's a lot of people. It's from people from every walk of life, people from every side of the political spectrum. Mm-hmm. They're all like in agreement, like, get this guy out. So we support you, Puerto Rico, and I think that it's time for Rosello to get the fuck out.
How much longer does he have?
I don't know. I don't know that information.
The new West Side Story is also looking amazing.
What?
Yeah, the Steven Spielberg Amblin Entertainment West Side Story.
Who's in it? Scarlett Johansson.
Scarlett Johansson is playing Officer Krumke. Ansel Elgort is Tony, I don't know who Maria is, but I think Rita Moreno or Cheetah Rivera is playing a role that they, like, I think the dress shop owner or something, or a role that they kind of made for them. But there's this really hot guy named Julius who was the opening dancer with, who opened up Wigstock? Real cute girl, good dancer.
I don't remember.
Fuck. She's amazing. Anyway, her dancer, Julius, who's in Frozen 2, he's like playing one of the Sharks or the Jets, and he's fucking hot. He got a blowout, hair all pressed, looking sexy.
Word.
And then all these dancer boys are becoming friends with each other and taking new shirtless pictures together.
Okay.
So I am Team Sharks.
Oh, God.
They're the Puerto Ricans?
I don't remember.
I'm either Team Sharks or Team Jets. I'm Team Sharks, for sure.
What privilege.
He took office in 2017.
Oh, so after the hurricane.
Before.
Oh.
The hurricane just happened.
When? Did it? I thought it was like 2 years ago.
No, it happened during Trump's presidency.
Oh my God. Dude, you know, they don't even get to like be in Congress apparently, or they do like, I think Puerto Rico is like DC. I think. Great. Talking out my ass more.
Well, where it's a territory.
They get to sit right. in, but they don't get to vote.
Correct.
That's They're, fucked up.
Yes.
Really fucked up. Yeah. And so it's sort of been like, I mean, the treatment of Puerto Rico has been really, really shitty from the federal government, like complete garbage, like and you know,
the treatment of everybody from the federal government has been complete garbage.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I wonder what the quotes were that he offended almost every group on the island.
I don't even it was really offensive.
Must have been. I mean, I always tell people that if I die, hit my phone with a hammer. No one can get it.
It's all the cloud.
What?
It's all the cloud.
Girl, I don't smoke that no more.
I'm blowing clouds. Blow my cloud after I die.
Is it warm in here?
Yes.
Pass me that bulb. Do we go on breaks now?
You can if you want, if you're done talking.
We're going to go ahead and take a break.
I don't know anything. I brought up West Side Story. I know nothing about Puerto Rico.
This is great. So now we all have something to go Google.
Are there other political things going on that we can blindly hit on?
They only do politics usually on Mondays and Fridays in the world. So let's take a break.
Wait, ASAP Rocky.
Yeah. Do you know about this?
No.
ASAP Rocky is it Sweden? He's in a Swedish prison because he got in a fight with some people who were like following him and his team.
What an idiot.
They got in a fight.
Was he a master chef and he ran out of ingredients? And that's why he got in a fight with these fans?
Stop that.
Oh.
Stop that, Gorge. Okay. We're going to get into that in the next segment.
But they were antagonizing him.
Oh, so what?
I'm just saying, it wasn't like an unprompted, like he just was like...
You don't see Fifi hitting people. And everybody antagonizes her to get a reaction.
I thought she punched people.
Did she?
I don't know.
Oh.
She stole something.
I was going to hit her once. Oh, that's angina.
Well, we are hoping for the swift release of ASAP Rocky from the Swedish prison.
I'm hoping for a swift release from Taylor Swift from this Cats movie. Get it out and get it over with.
And Kanye and Kim stepped in to call Donald Trump to help get their friend ASAP Rocky out of jail. And everyone on Twitter said, hey, Kanye and Kim, next let's do the kids and the families in cages.
Yeah, let's do that. And,
yes. Sweden? Yeah. Here.
Let's go ahead and take a break and we'll be right back.
Hey!
Howdy, race chasers. Now, as you may know, there has been some development in this particular story, and Governor Rosello is going to be resigning. So we love you, Puerto Rico. This is huge news. Viva Puerto Rico. Oh, grrr. All right. On with the show. The new Starz series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galitzine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly it is.
With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villiers sets her handsome and charming son George on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover.
You've never seen a mother-son duo like this before. The show is full of wit, scandal, action, and did I mention Julianne Moore?
Something this audacious and sexy is as genre-bending as it gets. You won't be able to look away.
Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Starz and the Starz app.
I want to see the receipts.
Okay, well, we are back, and let's talk receipts. Let's go spelunking, unking into the DMs.
I love my uncles. Hey, y'all. Tony here. Love you both. Evie Oddly tweeted recently, pic attached, about not wanting to take photos with people after her show outside of the venue, calling them selfish, and comparing herself to a chef in a weird metaphor. Personally, I understand the feeling of overwhelmed, overworked, but some people either can't afford to get into the venue, or they can't because they aren't old enough. Michelle Visage, believe I said it best in her Hey Queen episode, how dare you say no? Just wanted your thoughts on the matter. Lots of love. Tonti.
Do you want to do a dramatic reading? Can
sure.
we have sentimental music behind this, Big Dipper? Okay. You go first.
Imagine that you're a very passionate chef who landed your dream job at a prestigious restaurant. Mm-hmm. Imagine that you just spent a long day on your feet cooking for people who pay you because they appreciate how your food tastes.
Now, imagine that you walk out of the restaurant and are met by a mob of people who love your food and ask you to cook for them for free and without any ingredients because you just used them all.
Oh, she must not have Postmates. This is why I refuse to take pictures after I finish a show. Don't be selfish.
Okay. Do you want to go first? Because I have a lot to say about this.
You go first. You've won, so you have the...
What privilege.
I have definite sympathy going out to Evie Oddly in this matter because, you know what? First of all, as a performer, some nights you're going to have the energy to go out and say hi to every single person. Some nights you have to go to the fucking airport and you don't. Sometimes it happens. Sometimes it doesn't. Okay. So I have compassion and I have sympathy for Evie Oddly. She also has a debilitating disease that gives her body pain fucking around the clock and all the time. So I can only imagine how if I feel exhausted and fucking over it after an entire day of doing a show or mm-hmm. two, then I can only imagine what she feels. So I have like immense compassion for Evie Oddly. The issue where I feel like Evie Oddly went wrong and I would tell her this as advice. Is like don't say it on Twitter because when you do that, you are opening the conversation to the tens of thousands of people who follow you, to anyone who has a Twitter account, and now they are able to vilify you, and now it's an issue, and we're talking about it on Hot Goss. Yes. If you waved at those kids and said bye and got into the van, I don't think they would have gone home crying. I don't think they would have been upset, but. But when you go home to the hotel and tweet about it and say you're selfish, then that's like opening this entire conversation to where I don't think it needs to be.
I always try to think before my tweet, does this tweet serve my lowest common denominator goal as a drag queen? Our lowest common denominator goal as drag queens is, I think, the same. We're entertainers.
Yeah.
That tweet did not serve to entertain her audience
yes.
at all. And that's what you got to think of at every point. You're like, do you want to open yourself up to all of this? The Broadway community is experiencing the same thing with this. Laura Bonatti was like put over the coals because she didn't want to do the stage door because she has like a child to deal with and sickness and some stuff certain days. And it's my friend Josh, who's in The Prom on Broadway. Go see it. It's amazing. Like for him to tweet, hey, can't do stage door today, but going to send down some signed programs. It's like, it's almost become expected and people expect it. I think Sarah Andrews said it best. She said, if you're a performer or a queen and you don't have a canned one or two quick, funny escape lines, like how Crystal did in Showgirls, somebody asked Crystal for an autograph. She kisses the menu and signs it. And then the next Texan asked her for it. She's like, you don't want a girl to use up all her lipstick, do you? Like you need an exit Crystal. Strategy. You need to be able to like figure out how to handle yourself in every situation and keep every set of eyeballs is, basically for me a dollar. So why would you want to make those eyeballs shut? You know, you don't want to alienate people, I don't think. And this tweet did serve to alienate a couple people, I think.
Yeah.
Especially Bianca.
I think the girl,
I mean,
not helping. It's just not helping the whole scenario.
She must have so much gold under that bridge she guards.
There is I know that Evie Oddly in doing this was attempting to set boundaries so that she doesn't feel like it's expected of her.
Sure.
But I think that the better way to set boundaries is not using Twitter and not with what you say, it's with what you do. Because, mm-hmm. like, I wouldn't be offended if Lady Gaga had to go after the show. I never expect, you know, to... And she's my favorite fucking celebrity person, like, I worship. I wouldn't be offended or pissed off if she had to go after the show and didn't want to fucking say hi or take a picture. Yeah. I wouldn't be offended, and I don't expect it. And I don't think people should expect it. It's a lovely treat if it does happen.
Yeah. Amanda Seales from Insecure just talked about it too, saying if you're a fan of someone, them not wanting to take a picture with you or not being able to or not... or not whatevering you after the show, like a performer doesn't owe the fan that. The fan likes them because of the material they put out, you know? And the thing that Gaga said about like, I could take selfies for an hour with 100 people, or I could write a song that can entertain hundreds of thousands of millions of people. Like, I understand it's a tough, sticky line to cross, but I love sticky things.
I also think there's a little bit of bias, and I think that, other people have expressed a similar sentiment to Evie Oddly. And I think the fact that she is of color, sometimes the general reaction from the fandom is a little bit harsher. For instance, like Bob the Drag Queen had a similar thing with this. And it was like, you're fucking ungrateful. You're a bitch. Like, how dare you? Whereas like other performers who may not be of color have said basically the exact same thing. And it's been like, oh, LOL. You're so crazy.
I didn't know that. Yeah. But
that was the thing on Twitter that I saw was someone with that reaction. That was what got me. It made me click through and be like, wait, what the fuck is going on with Evie Oddly? I texted Evie, I texted her that I support her and, you know, I want her to be happy and healthy.
I do think it also falls to the people doing the gig to insulate their artist and their money, because people taking free pictures, like, I don't know if people understand how this works. The meet and greet is basically how promoters afford to bring artists across the world to perform for them sometimes, because people want that 1 second of personal interaction and they're willing to pay a premium for it. So when the artist just goes off willy-nilly and takes a bunch of pictures for free, sometimes that literally, I've been yelled at by promoters for doing it. And I'm like, that's not how we're going to do this gig. You yelling at me before because I took a couple pictures on the way in with people. My thing is, if I'm walking and someone asks me for a picture, I'm like, if you can keep up, you can get the picture. Go for it. And I'll smile real pretty.
Do it while we're walking because we have to go.
I have bags in my hands, I'm not breaking a step unless you're in a wheelchair. And then wheelchairs, I always break for wheelchairs because it's an opportunity to put my sticker on the back and advertise.
You're an asshole.
What?
And often it's written into the contracts, you are not allowed to go out to other gay bars. You're not allowed to like take pictures. You're not allowed to. So there's like all these things that work.
There's a lot of mitigating factors. But I also support Evie. But I want to tell Miss New Chicken, one day they may not be asking for pictures. So enjoy it while you can. And make the best of all your travels and try to make as many friends as possible, because people won't remember what you do. They won't remember your number, but they're going to remember how you made them feel or feel some kind of way.
Yes. That is great advice to new young artists.
I mean, it's only advice that I know because I've seen other people fucking flop at it and seen people be rude and unnecessary. And those people, I don't work with that much anymore.
Yeah. Did you see the Michelle Visage video from a few years ago on Hey Queen Low?
I did. I thought it was off base and out of touch.
I didn't like this. She was like, you're just a boy in a wig or a boy in a dress.
Who are you? I remember it.
Which is a little like that. It's from a few years ago. And I'm hoping that the conversation has, you know, shifted since then. But
no, she's still the same.
I don't like saying like, oh, you're just a boy in a dress as like a derogatory thing, because I think drag is like an important political and magical.
Yeah. And sometimes I wear culottes and I mean.
You're wearing them right now. They're right great. Now. I mean, did you do all that prong work on the stones yourself?
I did. Now it caught on the chiffon, but you know, there's nothing like a prong.
It's the price you pay.
If it ain't a prong, it's wrong. It's wrong.
If you ain't pronging, you ain't winning. Okay. Do you want to read this next one?
From Miggy Maddie. She said, I got a question for y'all. What kind of shoes would you want to see the pit crew ear? Huh. Like running shoes, Gucci slide, red bottom heels?
That's a good question. What would you want to see them in the
something
shoes?
With a steel toe, because those sets are unsafe.
And they are lifting stuff and carrying things in often. Mm-hmm. So a utility boot, I think, is sexy.
Yeah,
cute.
I would love to see them in a Tim or a Chuck Taylor. That's what I would always tell Go-Go Boys when they would come in with the wrong shoe. I'd be like, you either need to go basic or go butch.
Yeah.
So those are my two options, Chuck Taylor or like a boot of some sort.
I think a combat boot too.
Yeah,
no heels. That it throws off the center of balance.
Speaking of my favorite thing, when people come up and say, "Ooh, I love your red bottom Louis Vuittons."
Louis?
Yeah. Sometimes people think Louboutin and Louis Vuitton.
And Louis Vuitton.
And you just say it without a B or a V. Like I'm like, aw, bless.
Listen, they're very similar. Yeah. They're very similar. Louboutin is different from Louis Vuitton. But they sound really Louis Vuitton.
Especially if you're drunk when you're saying, buy me Louis Vuitton.
Yeah.
See, that could have been buy me anything.
And I bet we're teaching people right
now. I hope.
Now.
This is a teaching moment.
Yeah.
This
is Vuitton's first name?
Christian. This is from Jared. He says, Hola, Alaska, Willem, and Big Dipper. Mm-hmm. I know you're getting dicked down later in the day, night. D-I-Q-U-E-D, dick.
Class deek.
Wow. Have you tried any anti-diarrheal pills? As a bottom with IBS, they are a lifesaver. Taking one or two at the beginning of the day will keep your downtown from being brown until the next day. It's way easier than not eating or being strict with your diet. Wanted to pass this along. Keep up the good work. Race Chaser Cod. Are fishy jokes still a thing? Best, Jared. Well, I always said that White Party should be sponsored by Imodium.
Oh, my God.
But I can't imagine that with Christine W. performing under it. Everybody give it up for Imodium!
I'm out of love. Have set me free.
Imodium keeps your guts real clean. Yes, every bottom worth their bussy knows about these pills. You take one before a long night or a date, and you have the watercress soup, and then.
But I don't think this is healthy as a long-term, often solution. I don't think that we should tell people that this is like a great way to just always get fucked. Because I think it's like, if you're going to have an extremely intense session or, you know, get fisted or something, then
wait,
like,
what if?
Okay. Then like, okay.
Know your room, doll.
This is like an extra insurance plan to make sure that the pipes aren't moving. Mm-hmm. But don't do this every day. I think it could really like cause long-term damage.
Yeah.
That's what I would say.
Kids don't douche these days.
What?
Kids don't douche these days? Is that what you just said, Big Dipper?
Are you kidding?
Do tell.
Word on the street is a lot of kids, they just go all natural.
It's the brown spring. Finally, I've been
brown
waiting
springer.
For this. I've been waiting for this.
Let's make the room stink.
I think if it's like a rimming situation or a fisting situation, obviously yes. But I think there's a lot of like people who are like, no, we just go for it and deal with the aftermath.
Oh, no.
God bless.
Those are people with cheap sheets.
They are not from Buffy.com.
No, not at all. Someone asked me once to leave it a little natural for them, And
God bless. I'm here for this. I love this. That's how it is. I think that's how it is like everywhere else in the world except
America.
America.
Back in the day, what were they using?
A hang up about fucking, oh my God, I stuck my dick in an asshole and there's a sign of feces. It's an asshole, you asshole. Anyway, my mom listens to this fucking podcast and she's like, I talked to her this morning and she was like, Willem has a mouth.
What?
Some of the shit he says. And then she's like, you know, I listen to it. Usually I don't know what the fuck they're talking about, but I love listening to it anyway. It's
funny. Love that. Pam,
I don't think she watches the log. Do you watch the episode along with the podcast?
Apparently, some of y'all
press
been...
play.
We'll talk about.
Oh, okay.
So how you listen to Race Chaser is you press play on the episode when the podcast starts, and you watch and listen to both at the same time. They match up perfectly.
Yeah,
that's much. How you do it. In the car. Okay.
So I just want to say, we've reached our time for Hot Goss, so we can save these questions for next week.
Bonus time!
Just keep going.
I think this should be an extra long episode.
Okay, let's keep going then.
From Perpetua, she said, howdy, Race Chasers.
Hi, Perpetch.
In the parallel universe where Nina Bonina Brown was Blac Chyna, how are things different, and is that universe better or worse than this one?
I'm glad we extended our fucking question and answer
for a journey into the hypothetical.
Perpetua, hello. Perpetua, I have to say, is in
major
England.
Supporter.
Major supporter. She came to every single one of the Amethyst Journey shows on the tour. I think every single one, maybe all but one. But a huge friend of the pod, huge supporter. Love Perpetua. I don't know what the alternate universe would be. Perhaps Blac Chyna would have been in the finals.
I don't even know if I saw that episode. What are we talking about?
Well, there was shade because when they were assigning roles, Nina Bonina Brown really wanted to be Blac Chyna in the Kardashians musical. And I think it's Kardashians.
Shay
got it. And there was dramatiques.
Dramatiques. Okay, well, Laura wants to know, from the pod, love you dolls, hey Dipper, I was looking to buy a dresser online. I found one that I like, clicked on it, and what should appear, a beautiful shot of Willem on top of the dresser.
What?
If the bitch would fit in my place, I would have taken the dresser because of that. Love you, from Omaha, Nebraska. Laura, is there a picture? Oh, there is a picture. Oh
There's
my God.
There's a
picture?
That's how they listed the dresser on Craigslist.
What is that picture?
It's from Untucked, and
is
it's
that
from
Fifi O'Hara. Or
it's
you?
Dita behind me, and it's I think me talking to Fifi, which is why I'm making that face.
Have you had FFS since then?
No, I just change where my eyebrows go and my makeup a lot.
I don't know. I want to put these side by side. I think you had something shaved.
I shave now. I shave now in general.
I think you had something done. Okay, I'm going to do side-by-sides.
Well, I'm glad we stayed around for that. A picture of you was on a dresser. Thank you so much, Laura.
We're really getting into
If you were in a different
mood,
you would really enjoy that letter.
Not that picture.
Why that picture? Oh, because it's on a TV.
Yeah. Right.
Okay, so they freeze-framed
on RuPaul's
Drag Race. You
thought that was a portrait?
Well, this is a bizarre image to use to enshrine in a painting or a print
and
forever.
It's bizarre that you would list a dresser for sale with the TV on and a picture of Willem on it.
It's a gay dog whistle.
Yeah,
it's
exactly.
Like, I'm not saying I want it to go to a gay owner, but pretty much
there's
only
lube in
gays.
The bottom drawer.
Gays only. straights need not apply. And our final message is from Julio. Hey, Willem in Alaska. Huge fan of the pod and loving your coverage of season 3 on
Classic.
Alaska, after your scene-stealing role on this season of The Bachelorette, I'm wondering what your thoughts are on this past week's drama between Hannah and Luke. Did you have any inclination that Hannah B. would end her season by having sex in a windmill? Love you both, and thanks for brightening up my week with the pod.
Thanks, Julio. So have you been keeping up?
Yeah, I put this in because I figured you were an active viewer.
Are you trolling
me? You're being a dickhead. That's what you're doing.
Well, no, I haven't watched. I haven't watched. However, I did just make it onto like, it, I guess, I don't know, maybe they do a reunion episode or something. I'm not a huge watcher of the show, but I know that the fan base of the show
Hannah
is
Banana.
Extremely. Okay, hold on. I'm gonna play my new hit single. It's called.
You are not from Montana. I wanna peel you like a banana.
That's my new hit single. I want to peel you like a banana.
Let me tell you, I am so happy that these straight people are finding a way and a platform where they can date publicly and use the LGBTQIA plus population to make their show entertaining. How wonderful, ABC The Bachelor.
What privilege.
Yeah. And you know what? I'd be supporting you a little bit more if I didn't change a flight to do your dumb show and then you canceled me. Saying, oh, we just want three queens. Fuck you, ABC The Bachelor. And fuck you, ABC The Bachelorette. And fuck everybody except the nice people from Freeform who I did that other Bachelor show with those twins. That show was nice.
The views expressed by Willem do not reflect the views of Alaska Thunderfuck Incorporated. Anyway, let's move on. Love Hannah. I didn't know she did it in a windmill, but God bless.
Damn.
I love wind power.
The Dutch. The Dutch know how to dick. D-I-Q-U-E. Dick in it and dick. Yeah. Anyway.
The next question is from...
How did you say that name?
Angelintes.
Sure. Hey, Alaska, Willem Dipper. I love hearing your voices on the pod. It makes my heart warm. So a few years ago, I had the pleasure of seeing Alaska, Willem, and Michelle in a production of Rocky Horror. Ray Lopez puts it on every year, and that year it was everything. I was blown away. I was wondering how the dolls feel about being cast in a Rocky Horror show. I know it's kind of a staple in the drag community, and I've always wanted to know if this is something queens consider a milestone in their careers. I also saw Ginger Ganja perform this year as Janet Frankenfurter accordingly, and I really appreciate the different interpretations. Thank you for reading. Muchos besitos, Angelica.
Ray Lopez? I don't think Ray Lopez produced our production.
No, I think everybody did a twirl at his club to like promote it. But like, I think he's producing it now. And it's not at that little theater no more.
It was such a different time. Like, you and I kind of got
innocence.
In fights.
Barely.
We got in fights backstage.
Fight.
Because I was like on coke and drinking a lot.
And I was just awake. And everyone knows how difficult I am.
And then, like, I mean,
and Michelle wasn't wearing her deodorant, and she was wearing platin leather.
What bizarre Crystal. Alternate universe can you imagine me and Michelle Visage and you in a dressing room in San Antonio, Texas, living in a house together, the three of us? We lived in a house.
For how long?
A month, I feel like.
A month!
Except on the weekends, we would be doing the show, and then during the week, we'd all fly off to wherever for different gigs. I was doing a movie in Texas called The Dead Don't Die in Dallas in a town called Spamburger, and it's finally going to be out this year, but Monday through Wednesday or Thursday, I would go take a 45-minute little puddle jumper to Dallas and then drive 2-3 hours, do this thing, and then come back, and it was hot as fuck.
Mm-hmm.
The dressing rooms were hot. Michelle was wearing this patent leather and she wears this Crystal deodorant because that's what she does. And like, we were all stinky. We went to, if there was a beauty supply within 30 miles of where we were staying, Michelle needed to go to it.
Black Fox.
The Black Fox Beauty Supply, yes.
Black Fox, babe.
She did get that ponytail.
Friend of the pod, Black Fox. I got all my units for that show at Black Fox. It's just such a bizarre to think that happened.
Yeah, we haven't answered this at all. We've just been, I feel great about it.
Who did you play?
I was Riff.
I was Dr. Frankenfurter, which
Michelle was.
She Magenta. Was, yeah. So it was a milestone in my career, and I have always wanted to play that role, and so it was great to have a chance to do it.
And I've always wanted you to play that role too.
Yeah. Thank you, Angelica.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, Jared. Hey, girls. Love the podcast. I'm 19 and struggling to figure out what to do with the rest of my life. It's daunting and overwhelming, and I don't know what to do about it. Do you guys have any tips or advice to make this time easier? Also, here's my dick. Enjoy. Well, I know where you can start.
Okay.
Until you know what to do, you could be chat roulette-ing, playing croquet with that motherfucker, because shit, that thing is hefty and big and could do some damage. You can make money off that the rest of your life. You are so lucky.
Okay, my advice is don't listen to Willem.
Why?
No,
Sex work is fine.
Yes, no,
I did
sex
it when
work.
I was 16 and 17 and 18 and loved it.
Sex work is fine, but keep in mind that, like, when you're sending, just sex work is great.
He's 19, so I could talk to him like an adult too.
But I'm saying that, like, sending pictures out there or doing videos or online stuff, that's gonna live out there forever. You're really young, and if you don't know what you want to do with your life, keep your options open. You're very young. You have your whole life ahead of you, or until the world explodes. And so I would say read up about, like, meditation. That really changed my life. And when you get to a place where you can be really still and, like, listen to just, like, the universe, then that's how you're going to see, like, where you want to go. So that's my advice to young Jared. But keep emailing those dick pics to racechaserpodcast@gmail.com.
And send us all your hot goss, rumors, conjecture, queries, quandaries there as well.
Yes. Thank you so much for listening to
Hot Goss. You can follow us on IG at Willem, at The Only Alaska 5000, and at racechaserpod.
We will be back next week with more piping, steaming, scalding, boiling hot goss.
Hot Goss is a Forever Dog podcast.
Produced by Big Dipper.
Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey.
Mixed and mastered by Alex Sarchet.
Our theme music is graciously provided by ATF Enterprises, Incorporated Limited. Hot!
The new Starz series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galitzine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly, it is. With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villiers sets her handsome and charming son George on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover. The show is full of wit, scandal, action. You won't be able to look away. Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Starz and the Starz app.